Next week, the Democrats will hold their convention in Chicago to renominate President Clinton. About 500 of the party's delegates and alternates, more than 10% of the total, are dues-paying members of America's teachers' unions. That is compared to only 34 teachers' union members at the Republican convention last week. For 20 years, the National Education Association and the American Federation of Teachers have been powerful allies of the Democratic Party. And largely because of that, they're a target for Republican presidential nominee Bob Dole. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
When Bob Dole gave his acceptance speech, the mere mention of the teachers' unions riled the Republican delegates.
I say this not to the teachers, but to their unions. If education were a war, you would be losing it. If it were a business, you would be driving it into bankruptcy. If it were a patient, it would be dying. And to the teachers' union, I say, when I'm president, I will disregard your political power for the sake of the parents, the children, the schools, and the nation.
Dole's attack didn't surprise Mary Elizabeth Teasley, chief lobbyist of the 2.2 million member National Education Association.
I believe that Mr. Dole did what he did on education as a payoff to the Christian Coalition. It is no secret in this country that the National Education Association has members and activists in every school district in America. And as you know, this summer, the National Education Association endorsed President Clinton by the largest secret ballot vote in the history of NEA doing presidential politics.
Anyone can endorse a candidate, but a teachers' union endorsement means more than nice words. Both the NEA and the AFT, the 900,000-member American Federation of Teachers, have already put out scorecards comparing the candidates on issues. And on both, President Clinton wins by a wide margin. It's a small part of a massive effort by the unions, worth millions of dollars but not tallied as spending on behalf of the Clinton campaign. They're just as energetic on behalf of congressional Democrats. So far, they've given $1.7 million to congressional candidates, and Democrats got 99.5% of it. AFT President Albert Shanker says it's only logical, when Republicans keep trying to divert tax money from public schools to private schools through a system of vouchers.
I think that Dole's pushing for vouchers really runs counter to all of his other values. All of his speeches about multiculturalism and bilingualism and all these other things where he's concerned that we're not going to be one America, which was part of his speech, and I thought a very powerful part of the speech. Well, how do you get to be one America if you start dishing out checks to people to go to 800 different types of schools, which will attract different kids on the basis of language and ethnicity and religion and everything else, all in terms of their differences to other religions?
The most ardent voices for school reform belong to social conservatives. But with 52 million public school students out there, a huge potential market for profit-making companies, John McLaughlin, editor of the Education Industry Report, says Wall Street will jump into education the same way it jumped into health care.
Yes, definitely Wall Street is interested in education. It's evidenced by, during 1996, a number of shows. Lehman Brothers hosted the first annual Education Industry Conference in February. In May, Smith Barney hosted an Education Industry Conference where they brought in their institutional investors and large customers and talked about education as an investable industry. I think that's the fuel that's going to change education.
Wall Street firms maintain close ties, financial and otherwise, to both parties. The teachers' unions are trying to diversify, too. They fought the new GOP Congress almost nonstop, but now they say they're going into a long period of readjustment. For the NEA, it began with $29,000 in contributions to GOP party committees. Mary Elizabeth Teasley.
Every major education bill that has passed in this country has had bipartisan support. So I have hope. And our outreach to Republican voters and Republican elected officials is a long-term approach, and it's a shift in how we do business.
The unions could find a receptive audience. Republican Congressman Peter Hoekstra is a member of Speaker Newt Gingrich's inner circle and is chairman of a House Oversight Subcommittee on Education. He says Dole's stump speech oversimplifies the issue.
It's a much more complex problem than than teachers' unions. It involves parents. It involves what we're trying to teach our children and all of those types of things. So just putting the blame in one area or putting the answer in one or a few proposals to improve education would be simplification. It's a very complex problem that's going to take some time and energy to fix.
This conciliatory attitude hasn't reached the Dole campaign. But as Dole lashed out at the teachers' unions again yesterday in northern New Jersey, standing right behind him was Kathy Donovan, a Republican congressional candidate who, any day now, is due to be endorsed by the NEA. I'm Peter Overby in Washington.